That is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
不要忘记，他们可以在婚姻之外有许多的关系。
They can have many relationships outside marriage.
但许多的关系也带给他们快乐。
And that can bring them joy.
但是很明显。
But clearly.
很明显，这是在神的旨意之外。
This is not in the God's will.
什么叫做罪
？What is sin?
罪就是神告诉我们，我们只能速度只能开这么多。
God tells us that we can only follow this.
你只要超过100 kilometers.
If you pass 100 km,
你就要开始用刹车了。
Then you have to start.
为什么你的车子里面有刹车呢
？Why does your car have?
如果你不刹车，你就危险，你就灭亡了。
If you don't put on the brakes, then you're in danger of dying.
在每一个家庭里面
，in each family,
神都给我们刹车。
God has given us brakes.
一个家好像一部很好的车子一样。
A family is like a good car.
我刚从古巴回来。
I just come back from Cuba.
那到古巴有一个特点。
There's one unique feature.
就如果你到 Havana 去的话
，If you go to Havana,
那是全世界最大的露天汽车古老爷车的博物馆。
It is the largest open air,
老爷车
open air antique car museum.
所以他们的车都是1950年的。
All their cars come from the 1950s.
但有一件事情
，But there's one thing.
虽然都是老爷车
，Even they're old cars.
但是马达一定是新的。
They must have a new engine.
政府给他们最好的马达。
The government gives them the best engine.
每个人不管穷到一个地步，起码马达是新的。
No matter how poor you are, you at least have a new engine.
还有两样东西很重要。
And there are two other important things.
一个刹车很重要。
The brakes are important.
还有一个喇叭很重要。
And a horn is very important.
弟兄姊妹，有的人许多家庭里面没有刹车，也没有喇叭。
In many families, there are no brakes and there are no horns.
有的人就冲到那个界限外面去。
Some people rush outside the line.
这就是我们普通所说的婚外情，这是普通我们所说的，在神所定的旨意之外，你仍旧。可以有许多的关系。
So these are the relationships that we call outside marriage, outside God's will.
但是弟兄姊妹，根据神的旨意。
But according to God's will,
只要是神说不可以吃那个果子。
If God said you shall not eat of that fruit,
你一定要踩刹车。
You must step on the brakes.
人还是吃了那个刹，吃了今生命的果子。
But people still ate of that fruit.
这就是颠覆神的旨意。
And that is going against the will of God.
今天许多人要。颠覆神的旨意。
Today, many people will oppose the will of God.
神说就这样，你不能超过这个范围。
God said that you must not pass this limit.
在这个范围里面是神给我们的。
God has given us this within the limit.
在这个范围之外就是罪。
And outside that limit is sin.
弟兄姊妹，为什么神这样说
？Brothers and sisters, why did God say?
因为罪带进死。
Because sin brings in death.
死带进灭亡。
And death causes you to perish.
神为什么告诉你吃的日子必定死
？Why did God say that in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die?
意思是你走向灭亡的道路。
You will walk the way of destruction.
所有的罪都是指向死亡。
All sin leads you to destruction.
有的人犯罪
，Some people sin.
结果身败名裂，家破人亡。
And then their families were broken.
所以让我们记得。
So please remember.
很明显的罪残害我们。
That sin harms us.
但是问题在这里，我们常常软弱，我们常常失败。
The problem is that we are often weak and we often fail.
所以现在很清楚。
So now it's clear.
家是神所创造的。
Families are created by God.
神定规好一夫一妻的制度。
God commanded one husband and one wife.
所以现在神就解释了。
So God explained it.
为什么神不多造几个人
？Why didn't God create a few more people?
如果多造几个人的话
，If he created more people,
那就是多夫多妻的制度。
Then that means that it is many husbands, many wives.
为什么一个丈夫不能有多有几个妻子
？So why can a husband only have one wife?
为什么一个妻子不能多有几个丈夫
？Why can a wife have only one husband?
下面怎么说
？What does it say?
乃是他愿人得虔诚的后裔。
And what did that one do while he was seeking a godly offspring?
请大家记得
，Please remember.
不要以为有后裔就好。
Don't think that you just have an offspring.
这就是许多人为只要为着得的后裔，什么事都可以做。
So this is why some people are willing to do anything for their
children. 他不愿意在婚姻范围里面做，可以在婚姻范围之外做。
They can do this within marriage or outside marriage.
弟兄姊妹，为什么神不喜悦多夫跟多妻
？Why does God not like polygamy?
为什么神限定一夫一妻
？Why did God say one husband, one wife?
如果你超过这个界限
，If you're outside that line,
你就是颠覆神的旨意。
You oppose the will of God.
那结果是什么
？What is the result?
你仍旧得着后裔。
You do have offspring.
但你得不着。金钱的后裔
，But they won't be godly offspring.
所以让我们记得。
So please remember.
神创造亚当夏娃。
God created Adam and Eve.
让他们生养众多，遍满地面。
He wanted them to be fruitful and multiply in the entire earth.
有一天，当这个生命充满地面的时候。
One day when this life fills the earth,
耶和华你的名在全地是何其美。
Then the Lord's name is magnified in the entire earth.
弟兄姊妹，让我们记得，这些后裔乃是敬虔的后裔。
Remember that these descendants are godly offspring.
所以明白不明白？敬虔的后裔乃是从一个父亲一个母亲，在他们的膝盖底下慢慢长大的结果。
So godly offspring are a result of growing up before one father and one mother.
为什么有那么多破碎的家庭?
Why are there so many broken families?
他们有后裔。
They have descendants.
没有敬虔的后裔。
But not godly offspring.
所以现在很清楚。今天不是同性恋、异性恋的问题。
So today the problem isn't between gay or straight.
今天是有没有后裔的问题。
The question is whether or not you have descendants.
为什么不可以有一不可以多夫多妻呢?
So why can you not have polygamy?
为什么不可以婚外情?
Why can't you have extramarital relations?
因为神所要的是敬虔的后裔。
Because God wants godly offspring.
如果是同性恋呢?
If they are homosexuals.
连后裔都没有。
They don't even have offspring.
如果到了有一天。
And one day.
这个城里面连十个义人都没有。
There aren't even 10 righteous people in the city.
大部分不光犯罪，而且落在不能自拔的地步。
And many of them are not just in sin, but are in such corruption.
弟兄姊妹，到了有一天。
And one day.
如果这些人。
If these people.
他们完全得胜。
If they overcome.
人类就到了绝种的边缘。
Then humanity has reached the end.
这个城再下去。
And if this continues.
没有后裔。
There is no descendants.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看看今天整个的趋势。
So brothers and sisters, look at the condition today.
问题不是。
The question is
问题是在主回来以前。
But before the Lord returns.
有没有敬虔的后裔来迎接他回来
？Is there a godly offspring who will receive his return?
所以做父母的。
So parents.
你们要小心。
You must be very careful.
做丈夫的。
Husband.
不可以亏待你的妻子。
You must not deal treacherously with
your wife. 你不可以对他耍诈。
You can't.
你不能耍诡诈。
You can't be deceitful.
所以让我们记得很清楚。
So please remember.
在这里主说，因着你的前妻眼泪遮满了祭坛。
Here the Lord says that you have covered the altar of the Lord with tears, weeping and groaning.
所以神不听你的。
So he no longer listens to your prayers.
所以这就是为什么许多时候我们以为是这个有什么关系。
So many times we wonder why does this.
我和我妻子关系差一点，关系有什么关系
？So if my relationship with my spouse is not as good, why does it matter?
如果你们冷战的话。
But if you are cold.
你再祷告神也不听。
No matter how much you pray, God will not listen.
所以明白吗？如果要我们祷告没有障碍。
If we don't want any barriers in our prayer.
不要弄错了。
Don't get it wrong.
不要讲得那么好听。
Don't say it so nicely.
如果我们讲到神的公义，讲到神的律法。
If we speak of God's righteousness and His law.
我们最少要讲到神当初的旨意。
We must speak of His original will.
这个世界所以稳定。
So why is this world stable?
是因为一夫一妻，一夫一妻，一夫。
Because it was one husband and one wife.
这个世界慢慢开始不稳定。
And as this world becomes unstable.
因为太多的小三，太多的婚外情。
There are too many extramarital relations.
弟兄姊妹，太多不敬虔的后裔。
There are many ungodly offspring.
他们完全随着狂风来撒种的。
They spread the seeds through the winds.
Wild winds.
The wild winds.
所以让我们记得弟兄姊妹。
So please remember.
所以这就是圣经对于家庭的。
This is the will of God for families. But unfortunately,
你看见在教会的领袖中间,
when you look among those church leaders,
有失败,
there are many who have failed.
他们不止失败,
they not only failed,
他们也提供了这许多圣经的解释,
but they have provided many explanations.
本来是罪的, 一解释不是罪。
So things that used to be sin are no longer sin by their explanation.
这就是很多神学家的本领。
And this is many leaders of seminary.
本来圣经是神的话。
The Bible is.
本来玛利亚从生，主耶稣从女玛利亚生的。
And Jesus was born through the Virgin Mary.
本来主耶稣真的从死里复活。
Jesus rose from the dead.
他们一解释，通通没有了。
But when they explain it, it's all gone.
这就是为什么今天新神学那么猖狂的原因。
And this is why liberal theology is so popular.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们要问。
So brothers and sisters, we have to ask.
今天真的回到耶路撒冷。
Of those who really return to Jerusalem.
你如果真的读圣经，
if you really read the Bible,
很清楚，
it's very clear.
神对家庭的旨意，
God has a will for family.
要得着敬虔的后裔，
to receive a godly offspring.
所以如果你问我说，到底神对同性恋是怎么说的？
So if you ask me, what does God say to about homosexuality? Now we ask.
在同性恋身上
among homosexuals,
连后裔都没有
they don't even have descendants.
当然谈不到神的旨意
Then you can't speak of the will of God.
他们冲破了神的限制
They have gone beyond the line.
他们要颠覆神的旨意
They will oppose God's will.
有的人成功了
Some people are successful.
为什么成功
Why?
有人帮助他们成功
Someone helped them to be successful.
到了十七节
In verse 17,
你们用言语反说耶和华。
You have wearied the Lord with your words.
你们还说我们在何事上反说他。
Yet you say, how have we wearied him?
因为你们说。
In that you say,
凡行恶的耶和华眼看为善。
Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
并且他喜悦他们。
And he delights in them.
或说公义的神在哪里呢
Or where is the God of justice?
我们说这不可能。
We say this is impossible.
怎么可能在主耶稣第一次来以前，在祭司中间有这样的想法呢
？How can these thoughts exist before Jesus' first coming?
弟兄姊妹，也许我们不大明白。
But brothers and sisters, maybe we don't understand.
我们今天就明白了。
But now we understand today.
你明白吗？我还记得。
I still remember.
当在美国通过了一个法律。
When the law was passed in the U.S.
那就是。所有同性恋他们可以合法结婚
that all homosexuals could be legally married
然后你看见一个很一个在位置很高很高影响在美国影响很重要的人
and you see some people who have much influence in the US
他在那 Twitter 上面他就在他在那 Twitter 上面或者 Facebook 上面就写了
they wrote on their Twitter accounts or in their Facebook
他说这是美国人的骄傲
they said this is the pride of America
最后他打个井号
And he added a hashtag.
Love wins.
Love wins.
爱真的在上面。
Did love really win?
这是什么爱?
What kind of love is this?
那现在问题在这里。Love wins 原来是一本书的名字。
Originally, Love Wins was the name of a book.
这个人是一个牧师写的。
It was written by a pastor.
讲到爱的胜。
He spoke about how love wins.
那读完这本书以后
After you read this book,
你就才知道神爱世人
Then you know that God has loved the entire world.
神爱所有的罪人
God loves all sinners.
不管他们犯什么罪
And no matter what sin they have committed,
神爱他们
God loves them.
他们永远不会灭亡
And they will never perish.
为什么
Why?
因为爱的胜
Because love wins.
弟兄姊妹因为你们说凡行恶的耶和华眼看为善
You say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
我们说我们都看不过去，怎么神都看得过去呢
We say, if we can't accept it, how can God
see it? 因为我们没有爱，神就是爱。
We don't have love, but God is love.
如果神就是爱的话
If God is love,
神不可能叫人灭亡。
Then God cannot cause people to perish.
所以你看见吗？神等到用洪水灭了这个大地以后
So when after God had covered the world with the flood,
所以神就用彩虹来做记号。
God used the rainbow to be a sign of his covenant.
就告诉人说
And he told people
神也再不用水来毁灭这个世界
that he will never destroy the world with a flood.
这句话对不对呢
Is this word true?
是圣经里面的话
It is the word in the Bible.
现在他拿来了
Now they take it.
神爱世
God has loved the entire world.
神再也不会毁灭人类
God will never destroy humanity.
他忘记
They forgot.
圣经是说神再也不用洪水来毁灭这个世界
But the Bible says that God will not use a flood.
神仍旧保留用火来毁灭这个世界
God will destroy the world with a fire.
是谁告诉你说神就是爱
But who told you that God is love?
爱到一个地步连你的罪神都爱了
He loves you so much that he even loves your sin.
好像一个母亲爱女儿
Like a mother who loves her daughter. She loves her daughter.
她的女儿头上有很多的跳蚤。
And there are a lot of lice in her hair.
很多的虱子。
There are many,
现在臭虫。
And there are many stink bugs.
所以现在母亲爱女儿连虱子都爱了。
And she loves her daughter so much that she doesn't care about her.
你看见吗？这是烂，这是母亲的爱。
This is a mother's love.
有人说神的爱就是这样的爱。
Some people say that God's love is like this.
所以永远不会灭亡。
So that you will never perish.
所以现在。大家读到这本书
So when everyone reads this book,
如果有人陷在罪恶里面
If someone is in sin
他不能够自拔
They can't lift themselves out
什么样的书能安慰他呢
What book can comfort them
这本书能够安慰他
That book can comfort them Love wins
所以现在在这帮人身上他们有一个记号
So now they have a symbol
他们拿彩虹来做记号
They are represented by a rainbow
明白吗有一度白宫就是用 彩虹的颜色的。
And for a time, the White House was lit up in the colors of a rainbow.
那格里罕的儿子叫 Frank.
And Billy Graham's son was named Frank.
他就推文说。
And he wrote.
他怎么写呢？
What did he say?
他说神还是公义的神。
He said that God is still a righteous God.
他说我建议白宫应该多装几个避雷针。
He said that the White House should put a few more lightning rods.
所以让我们记得。
So please remember.
神仍旧是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But remember.
你没有言语反说耶和华。
You have wearied the Lord with your word.
你们还说我们在何事上反说他。
Yet you